It's Sunday, March 30th, 2008. Well, I am Ragnar Danisjold, and once again, you have found the Pirates Week, a show concerning pirate radio, shortwave pirate radio, and all things free media. Hey, we got a couple news stories about equipment dealers this week. We're going to go through the relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have several off-air recordings for you this week. The propagation forecast, including Steve Nichols' monthly propagation wrap-up, and enough sweets and stingers to fool you into thinking this is a hell of a good show. Stay tuned. It's the Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Like I said, this is Ragnar Danisjold, and you're listening to the Pirates Week. Hey, I'm not sure how this show's going to go this week. Feeling a little bit strange. Not a lot of stuff in the news, and actually, I've kind of taken this week off. Didn't do a lot of listening this last week. Finally warmed up a bit around here, and I just finally got outside and just kind of stood in the backyard and looked around and went, wow, finally, no white. Actually, I can't say that. We got about 4 inches of snow a few days ago, but that's all melted off. Anyways, so I don't have a lot of material this week. Who knows? Maybe I'll play some music. I've been sitting on a couple good songs that would go really well in the Pirates Week. Maybe at the end of the show, see how time goes. Hey, an announcement, WBCQ, and we like to keep a tab on WBCQ, not only because they rebroadcast this show on Area 51, but just a lot of good stuff over there. Anyways, starting April 1st, their 17495 service is moving to 15420 on April 1st. That's not a joke. It's actually going to, they're changing frequencies. Their 17495 is moving to 15420 kilohertz. That's April 1st. Hey, and kudos over there to the guys at This Week in Amateur Radio. Hey, nice site. They've updated their website over at Tier, and nice and clean, really nice format. I like it. This Week in Amateur Radio, great site. But hey, that's all I really got to say. Like I said, this show is kind of a little odd and a little off, but well, hungover is a more word that I would probably use. Anyways, let's get into Pirates in the News. I got a couple stories for you this week.
Pirates in the News.
Well, like I said, I do have two stories for you for Pirates in the News. Neither of them, oddly enough, are pirates, but they're both equipment dealers for illegal broadcasting. First up, a story from This Week in Amateur Radio. The FCC is fining a CB shop in Colorado for selling non-certified citizens band transceivers. Take a listen to this story from This Week in Amateur Radio.
It's still against the law to sell non-certified CB gear. And on Friday, March 21st, the CB shop and more in Loveland, Colorado, learned that lesson again, the hard way. According to the FCC, CB Shop and More had been in the federal crosshairs since 2002 for violations of Section 302B of the Communications Act. The latest incidents happened on January 26th and March 8th of last year, when the FCC's Denver office received complaints alleging that CB Shop and More was selling non-certified CB transmitters and modified 10-meter band radios. When agents visited the store, they saw some non-certified Galaxy DX99V radios on display. After confirming that the Bad Boys were in fact for sale, the owner acknowledged that he once received a citation from the FCC, but he thought it was still legal to sell the referenced radios because they were in fact amateur gear. Well, unlike CB radio transmitters, radio transmitting equipment that transmits solely on amateur radio service frequencies is not subject to equipment authorization requirements prior to manufacture or marketing. However, some radio transmitters that transmit in a portion of the 10-meter band of the amateur radio service are also equipped with external switches, which are easily modifiable for CB use. The Commission's Office of Engineering and Technology evaluated the Galaxy model DX99V and determined that it could be easily altered for use as a CB transceiver. As a result of the review, the Commission ordered that the CB shop and more is liable for a monetary forfeiture in the amount of $7,000 for willfully and repeatedly violating Sections 302B of the Act and Sections 2.803A1 of the rules.
Our second story is coming from the UK. From the publictechnology.net website, Ofcom wins battle against the sale of illegal radio equipment. Two directors from Broadcast Warehouse Limited, you know those guys, Broadcast Warehouse, well, they pled guilty to selling radio equipment that did not meet the regulations designed to make sure that equipment does not cause interference to other radio users. Broadcast Warehouse Limited and two of its directors were fined £10,000 each in order to pay costs totaling over £90,000 at Croydon Magistrates Court last week. This is in the UK. This is the largest sum ever awarded to Ofcom in a court case involving the sale of illegal equipment. Al Mercer, head of investigations at Ofcom, said, "It is essential that our airwaves are kept free of interference as they are used for modern communications, including systems used by emergency services and aviation. Ofcom will take firm and swift action against companies that breach the rules and endanger public safety." So says Ofcom. Yep, Ofcom has fined Broadcast Warehouse Limited. Pretty good site. They got a. I like going over to Broadcast Warehouse, but they've been busted and are paying a very large fine. Links, of course, will be in the show notes. www.piratesweek.info.
FRN forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet to see some irrelevant forum postings on free radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Beans starts us off this week asking, "Did I miss something?" He says he's heard a broadcast this morning on 6925 where Ragnar, and he says he knows my voice because he listens to the podcast. He says, "I said, I'm Commander Bunny," and the voice was altered to sound like Commander Bunny, and he's wondering if it's an admission. Well, if you listened to Lumpy Gravy Radio last week, you may know what that was about. Anyways, I'm Commander Bunny, monkey boy. The Red Terror asks, "What happened?" Says he's been away for a long time and generally only listens to Pirates during the festive holidays. So he's curious, whatever happened to Bill of Rights, Radio Free Speech? And when was the last time anybody heard of Radio USA? And whatever became of Dr. Tornado and Senior El Nino? Well, JTA replies that Bill's still around. Radio USA's leaky bathtub sank under a weight of their 50 kilowatt transmitter and the Dr. Tornado blew away. Andy Yoder posts wondering about the last AM pirate you heard on Medium Wave. He was digging around through his logbooks trying to find out the last pre-expanded band AM pirate that he heard and asked what was the last station you heard and then on what frequency. The last station he logged was HJTS back in November of 95 on 1630 kilohertz. Well, Neil Wolfish piped in, says he remembers hearing Radio Zero on 1640, March 8th of 1997. Bram Stoker logged WRMR 1620 back in 93. Peter remembers Radio Clandestine. Chris Lobdell says he has several Haitian pirates between 1610 and 1710 broadcasting in Creole in the Boston area right now. Very cool. Bipolar says he's having a doozy of a time trying to get the apex of his inverted V up to 50 foot and asks if anyone has any knowledge of the Hustler vertical or BTV antenna and how do the verticals with proper ground radios compare with performance of an inverted V. Pigmeat replies that Hustler and Butternuts work, but they're a compromise antenna and expensive to buy and replace. If you can get the apex of that V up to 25 feet, you'll do fine. Then the conversation went on to discuss ways of getting lines high up into trees, wrist rockets, bows and arrows. I even heard about a guy that tied a rope to a hatchet and threw it up. That's not recommended, though. Cosmic Debris posted a link to JP Lightning's site, the Pirate Archive. I added that one to Shortwave Pirates audio link page. You might want to check that out, www.shortwavepirates.info. The Axis posted a link to a PDF of the Marine Corps Field Antenna Handbook. Hey, and that I think that one's going to be logged onto Shortwave Pirates also. Hey, over in the LPFM forum, which actually has been unusually active lately, Superhet says he's only getting 4 to 5 watts out of his Tujicom TX175 FM stereo transmitter, which is equating to about 2 miles using his vertical up at about 30 feet. So he's thinking about raising the antenna a bit more. Steve of Radio Brandy says to check the system. That's way too low of power for that transmitter. At 5 watts, you should be able to do 7 to 20 miles on 96.7, which he's broadcasting on in FM. And when you got the antenna at about 30 feet, you know, 7 to 20 miles anyways. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 633, covering logs from the 22nd through the 28th of March, 2008. Stations being heard this last week include the stations of Ann Hoffer Radio, Artificial Intelligence Radio, KNBS, Cracker Radio International, Liquid Radio, Q104.3, Radio Azteca, Radio Caroline, well, presumably that's a relay on this side of the pond, Radio Conorad, Radio Jamba International, Radio Yellow Rascal, Random Radio, Relaxation Radio, Special Ed, Psycho Radio, The Next Commander Bunny Station, Voice of Juliet, WB2DB, a ham radio parody, WBNY Radio Bunny, and WTCR 20th Century Radio. Harold Froge, the editor of the Free Radio Weekly this last week, says there's a lot of confusion as to who's who. I mean, there's The Bunny, The Next Bunny, Cracker, Sickle. They were all good shows, but hey, kudos to whoever is running all those old programs from yesteryear. I really have been enjoying The Voice of Juliet, and there's been a couple other KNBS, some old stations are making their ways back on the airwaves. Harold says kudos, and so do I, man. That's some really good old stuff.
I'm Commander Bunny, Monkey Boy.
I'm Commander Bunny, Monkey Boy. I'm Commander Bunny, Monkey Boy.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, you know what that sound is. It's time now to do some off-air recording. And with some other people posting their recordings on the FRN, it's going to make it a little bit more interesting. It's just not me and my off-air recordings every week. Hey, a big thank you to D. Stanton, who recorded this clip of the Crystal Ship the 20th of March around 0100, 0130, 3430 a.m. with an SINP 055434. This is the Crystal Ship.
Dramatic. The right way, the wrong way, the Navy world, and the fair way. They do things my world will get along.
We keep you alive to serve this ship, to rule well,
and live. You are attuned to the Crystal Ship, the official radio voice of the Blue States Republic, defenders of truth, peace, justice, and freedom of the airwaves.
American. GoFundMeNetwork.com. This month, in Playboy, presidential hopeful Hillary Rodham Clinton, as you've never seen her before.
I'm Hillary. I'm Miss April. But I hope to be Miss November. My measurements are 32, 32, 32. But enough about my ankle.
Well, we got another recording from D. Stanton. He also recorded this clip of MAC right at sign-off, 6955 Upper Sideband, the 21st of March, around 2120 UTC. This is MAC. Next up, we have a recording from Sea Lord, Voice of Juliet, on 6925 Upper Sideband, the 25th of March, 2117. Said he had a great signal into Florida with a little bit of fade and some distortion noted in the beginning of the program. Actually, I caught this program also. I also agree. There was a little bit, it sounded like an old tape, maybe, that some distortion was in that audio. But by the end of the broadcast, it definitely cleared up. And this is how Sea Lord heard it down in Florida, the Voice of Juliet.
The Limey Lounge Lizard Bar. Time to try again. She was just kind of walking up to me.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
You behave. Yeah, baby.
Oh, I don't know about this guy. Seems a little strange to me.
She shines like a mink.
I don't know. You seem nice enough, but what did you come here for?
But to listen, why don't we go in the back and shag?
Well, it's a little fast, eh?
Shag?
What do you mean? You want to clean the carpet? I'm not getting you here.
Let me ask you a question, and be honest. Do I make you horny?
I don't think
Randy,
so. Randy. Oh, my God.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Oh, yes, no.
Come on.
I know I recognize you from somewhere. Didn't you go out with a friend of mine before? You seem awfully familiar to me.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, something down. Oh, bar. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a howdy.
Oh, please. I know you from somewhere. Yeah, I know you when it was my friend Delta.
I shagged her rotten, baby.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Get a life, honey. I don't want any sloppy seconds there, dude.
Very shagadelic.
Yeah, well, not. Thanks, but no thanks. Okay? See you around.
That's just groovy, baby.
Oh, my God.
Go join Lounge Lizards Anonymous.
And lastly, KNBS. I recorded this 6925 Upper Sideband, the 24th of March, 2140 to 2211 UTC. SINPO 44334 Cannabis Radio KNBS playing some Dare to Be Stupid, reading out QSLs being sent out. Played Nazareth's Hair of the Dog, Cannabis Helper commercial. Audio sounded like it was an old cassette with some parts of the tape stretched, kind of like the voice of Juliet was that Sea Lord heard that we just played. But overall, it was a pretty good signal. Take a listen to KNBS Cannabis Radio.
In mind, KNBS, cannabis on short waves. And you'd have to be a son of a bitch to mess with somebody as nice as we are, aren't you?
Wouldn't you?
QSL number 27, our congratulations to Elmer Cronkite up in Michigan. He got QSL number 27. James K. in Pennsylvania got QSL 28. Number 29 went down to Maryland to Chris Smolinski. Thank you very much, Chris, for the kind words and the accurate report. Number 30 went out to Minnesota to Tom DeVaris. Thank you, Tom.
Number 31 went to another Tom, Thomas Combs, down in Texas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Our card number 32 went to Kerry Wydell in Illinois. Card 33 went to Sean Cowell up in British Columbia. And our 34th card for the year went to George Zeller, the Ace columnist. He does the clandestine column, as I recall, for the Ace. And he is in Ohio. Thank you to all 34 people who sent reports to KNBS during 1985.
A whisper of truth in a seething spectrum of broadcast media. KNBS.
Con, the Pattersons are coming over, and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Chad. I just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making marijuana helpers.
Marijuana helpers?
That's right. With Killingsburg's new marijuana helpers, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody. And look, marijuana helper makes our dough look as rich and potent as the best bread bun.
Marijuana helper.
Now you can get as much as 3 ounces from every ounce you buy, thanks to Killingsburg's new marijuana helper.
Honey, you're a genius.
There. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Hillburger's new marijuana helper from the makers of Angel Dust Cake. Hillburger.
It really works.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, it's time once again for the propagation forecast, and like we do every month, we're going to do the long monthly forecast from Steve Nichols. Then we'll go into the quick weekly propagation forecast, both of them coming from this week in amateur radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Propagation Prediction Report for April 2008. I'm Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, let's have a look at the solar details for the last month, that's March. Well, we had a solar flux low of 68 and a high of 72. That's virtually no change whatsoever from previous months. Basically, if we expect to see the new solar cycle start any time now, we're going to be disappointed. In fact, predictions are saying now that we might not see any real start to cycle 24 until maybe September, October, or even some predictions now putting it into the beginning of 2009. So effectively, it's business as usual for the rest of this year. Now, the geomagnetic A index at middle latitudes over the last month had a low of 1 and a high of 14 on the 9th of March. And the middle of March was characterized by high A and K indices, which did have some particularly nasty effects on HF. I worked VE7 over the pole. He was very, very flattery indeed. And JA from the UK has been very, very flattery, which is always a sign of high A and K indices. But other paths that didn't go across the poles have been pretty good. VP60X from UK was very, very workable on all the HF bands. And despite the K index being up there in sort of 4 with an A index of about 14. So as I said, at the moment we've got low solar flux levels and fluctuating A and K indices over the last month or so due to this reoccurring coronal hole, which has caused some problems on polar routes anyway. Now, the sunspot number remained at 0 again for many days. And, you know, we did see the occasional sunspot in the last 30 days, but nothing much to really write home about. So I think this period has been characterized by pretty good HF conditions, actually, in some of the contests that have been happening over the last few weeks. Propagation on the upper bands, that's 14 megahertz and 21 megahertz, has been pretty good. Even 40 and 80 meters have been very, very usable. As I said, on the part of VP6DX, Duchy Island from the UK, it's been very possible, or was very possible, to work them on 40 and 80. And working on 40 metres way after our sunrise, sort of an hour after sunrise, hour and a half, which was pretty good, and didn't actually follow the lines of the propagation predictions for that path, really. Okay, then let's have a look at the conditions now. Well, we're well into the summer period, I was going to say, but we've gone past the spring equinox, so we're heading towards summer, if you like. Sun's pretty much overhead at the equator. And if you look at a map of the world, a Mercator prediction map, you'll see that the Earth is very evenly illuminated, which means it's a good time to work north-south paths, such as UK South Africa or North America to South America. Pretty good conditions for that. I think we'll find that it will favour 20 metres again, and 17 metres with occasional openings on 21. But let's have a look through each band in turn now for the next month or so and see what we can expect. Coming up to 80 metres, very similar actually to a top band, provide good openings out to around 250 miles during the day, and these will lengthen to around 500 to 2,300 miles at night with fairly good DX opportunities at times. And if you want to work locals, that's out to around sort of 200 or 300 miles from you, it's probably still the band of choice, using that sort of NVIS characteristics or near vertical instance characteristics of 80 meters. 40 meters should open to a DX in an easterly direction at sunset, and openings to the west should be possible after midnight and should peak just before sunrise. And contact should be possible during the day, although again lower critical frequencies mean it's difficult to work other fairly local stations, while perfectly possible to talk to stations that are actually further away. The low solar flux means that the critical frequency, the frequency at which signals, if they're bounced straight up, come straight back down again, doesn't actually reach 40 metres many times. So it's a very frustrating band if you're trying to use it to talk to local stations in the US, although you can usually work 1,000 miles or so away on 40 metres. So if that is the case and you're trying to work other fairly local stations to you, drop down to 3.5 megahertz and you may be okay. Right, 14 megahertz, 20 meters is likely to be the best DX band between sunrise and sunset, and the band may occasionally open after dark, mainly to the southern hemisphere, and good openings will be possible during daylight hours out around 2,300 miles. I think 20 meters is opening later in the evening, which is what you would expect. We're not quite in that summer conditions where 20 meters is not very usable during the day, but don't really cross off 20 meters from your list of bands to listen to once the sun has gone down. Have a listen, and you do find some signals on 20 meters after sunset. That's it for the HF propagation report for April. I'm Steve Nichols, G0KYA, and Best 73.
It is exciting to see heightened solar activity 1 week into spring. As we look at this week's propagation forecast, we see that currently three sunspots are visible, 987, 988, and 989, and the consensus says that all seem to be old cycle 23 spots. But with the three sunspot groups so close to the sun's equator, it is hard to tell for certain. We know that cycle 24 spots should have magnetic polarity opposing the magnetic signature of cycle 23 sunspots, but this is also true for spots below the equator relative to sunspots above. Average sunspot numbers for the reporting week Thursday through Wednesday rose over 18 points from the previous week to 23.4. Average daily solar flux was up nearly 6 points to 75.4. Average geomagnetic indicators were unchanged, but this is because they fell from the start of last week and rose this week. An M2-class solar flare erupted from sunspot 989 on March 25th, but it was not Earth-directed. Even so, it stimulated geomagnetic activity over the following 2 days. The mid-latitude K-index peaked at 5 early UTC on March 27th, which was Wednesday evening in North America. The high-latitude college K-index out of Fairbanks, Alaska, peaked earlier from 0900 to 1500 UTC on March 26th at a level of 6. This was 1 to 7 a.m. Alaska Daylight Time on Wednesday. The short-term forecast is for sunspot activity around where it has been for the past few days, possibly extending to the end of the first week in April. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts unsettled to active conditions for the 28th, unsettled on the 29th and 30th, and quiet to unsettled on the 31st through April 1st, and quiet conditions for April 2nd and 3rd.
Well, that's it for this week. Hey, thanks for stopping by and taking a listen. You can check out the show notes, like we said before, and every time, www.piratesweek.info. Hey, as always, gang, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.